All right, I'll start. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Get Real, hosted by
Get
us.
Get Real. Us.
BM from Card.
Ashley.
And Pneil of B2B.
Where we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective.
Our perspective.
And today we're joined by our good friend, Leah Kim.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, friends?
Muy bien.
And family.
Thank you.
Yo
for…
no recuerdo español.
Sí, sí.
And in this episode, we're talking about childhood memories.
Ooh, childhood memories. Uh-huh.
What is your earliest memory and what are some things that have stayed with you in your adult life? As childhood becomes more a distant past, what are some things we miss or make us nostalgic for our old days?
Mm.
Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun.
Yeah, 5 stars only. Good comments only.
Anyways, all right, let's start with everyone's earliest memories.
Wait, we have to have Leah introduce herself.
Oh yeah, before we do this…
Oh no, it's fine.
No, please
I didn't know what to say.
No, say it.
I'm 27, I'm a Gemini.
We got a Gemini in the building!
You're one of the astronomical… Hey, whatever… I don't even know what you call it. Oh, astrological people.
Astronomical
people. She actually like wanted to talk about…
I did. Ashley was like… what are some topics? I was like… I don't know, like… You know, things that you realize as you get older and life's just f***ing or like Gemini or like astrology.
Like we three don't know anything about our horoscopes.
Are you pretty heavy in horoscopes?
No, I just know about myself, which is a very Gemini thing.
Does it? Do you feel like everything is pretty accurate as far as what it says about you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I do. But I also don't want to fully believe in it because I feel like it's so coincidental. Like because everyone could kind of fall under… that umbrella.
Oh, it's like very kind of…
It's general, huh?
Yeah.
So it's very… It's a general… Yeah.
But then sometimes I read things like, oh my god, that's totally me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think I fit Scorpio?
I don't know anything else but Gemini.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'll come back next time for like an astrology episode and I'll have a chart. What's your sun, moon or something like that? Thing? Yeah. There we go.
Yeah,
sun, moon, rising.
Oh my gosh. Some people are so into
that. So you can be like… Like say you're a Gemini, but then according to I think the time that you're born, like your sun star and your rising, it's all different. So then it narrows down what kind of, you know, characteristics you have as a person.
Dang.
Yeah, it's really deep.
Anyways, our friend Leah, she's a model. She's an actress.
She's a Gemini.
I'm a Gemini.
She's a Gemini.
Yes, she's a Gemini. Yes.
About herself only.
And she's killing the game right now. If you guys are watching Penthouse, you guys can watch her on the
They're going to think I'm in Penthouse. I'm not in Penthouse.
She's not in the drama as an actor. But every time I turn… I see you every weekend these days because I keep up with Penthouse. Mm-hmm. And she's always in the commercial in between the episodes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, really?
She's in a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like…
Who you get married to?
Dude, I don't know. There was this random kid I was supposed to marry, but it was like super awkward. And then, but he was like really nice. Like, shout outs to him. He was a really nice kid. You know, when you go on set sometimes with like random people and it's very awkward. And then, you know, you just kind of, I don't know how, like, or like they're mean.
Did you guys make out?
No, we didn't.
Oh, did you want to?
No, I didn't.
What a weird question.
Well, why not? It's like a love thing. It's like a love thing.
Yeah, you got married.
Oh, hey, he could be hot. Like, you know what I mean? See, you're giving me the eyes right now. Like, you would have wanted to.
No.
You would have jumped on that.
Anyways, that was my introduction. Thanks, guys. Right. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? What?
Because, like, my algorithm on YouTube, it's like Ashley, because I always watch her vlogs. And then it'll be like, Get Real Podcast, and then I'll watch it and I'll, like, flip through.
Nice. Did you give us 5 stars or, like, like the videos at least?
I liked the videos.
Did you leave a good comment?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Because she never leaves comments.
I know.
I don't leave comments either.
But I'll make sure to do that. Anyways.
Well, we can start with you then. What's your earliest memory?
Earliest memory? I have a really bad memory actually. So
tell me about
like,
it.
Coming here is your earliest memory.
But I think people with bad memories only remember the traumatic stuff. Mm-hmm. So I have like a couple traumas that's like cool.
Oh, like childhood traumatic experiences. Yeah.
Okay, that's like, yeah. I only remember hurting, like doing stuff to like, I like broke my arm or stuff like that.
Dang, you must have been an active child.
I was like climbing trees and like super tomboy.
Dang.
Yeah. And then my best friend, his name was Ryan. Mm-hmm. And he was like this, he was a Mexican kid. Mm-hmm. And he like, I was a super tomboy, but he would always wear Little Mermaid socks. And like, we were like kind of the yin and yang. I haven't talked to him since, but.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yin and yang broke
Ryan
real quick.
Ryan, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Like, if you're listening, I don't know what you grew up in.
Florida.
I did for a couple years.
Oh, is it true that Florida has a lot of crazy people?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
As you see it on the internet everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, hello. Do you know me?
Right. Yeah. Of course.
But early childhood memory, one thing I can think of is, you know that game, Marco Polo?
No. Mm.
So, you know, nowadays, kids, they're always on their phones and stuff. But at least in our time…
Yeah, we were actually outside.
We were outside. That was like our fun, like hanging out with the neighborhood kids. Like everyone would meet after school. Mm-hmm. And so, this girl came over to my house and we had like a really mini backyard. Like, we were super poor, but we had like a… I don't even know how… It was like a soup. It was just like a patch of grass is what we had in our house.
Okay.
And like one palm tree because, you know, it wasn't Florida. A luxury or anything. It was just Florida. Mm. And I was playing Marco Polo with my friend. And like, Marco Polo. And I was closing my eyes. I was like, oh my God, I know where she is. So I just like ran for my life. And I was like, oh, I got you. And then… I caught something, but it wasn't her. It was a palm tree.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
you know how they're like spiky?
Yeah.
So I got a spike in my…
My
cheek and right here. So I still have a scar, but it looks like a dimple sometimes. But it's like fading more and more. But I don't know. Like it's like it's really small.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Did you have to go to the hospital?
No. So at the time we were poor, so my mom was like, "We're not going to the hospital." And so
she stitched up herself.
Yeah, my mom like took out the. She got like the tweezers and like rubbing alcohol. She was like, yeah. But I didn't get stitches. My mom, she just like put like what's the Korean mom's like go to like I don't know what
Vaseline
like Vaseline
Neosporin.
Our best friend Neosporin.
And then you were young, so it probably healed up quick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You good? Dang. Is there a thunderstorm going on? Like
can you hear that? Sorry, I accidentally unscrewed my mic. I couldn't hear it, so I was like, I'm a ninja.
It's like don't.
Hey, speaking of running into and being in the backyard and ninja, I used to like watch a lot of like kung fu movies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So like I used to like play with like you know how mops had like the stick?
Yeah.
I would unscrew the stick and then I would like pretend I'm like one of those like Shaolin warriors and stuff. And then there was one time I was doing it, I was getting crazy with it. I was like da 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 like spinning it and then like I lost balance and I tripped on a like a little short brick wall and I hit my head on a tree too.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Did you have something stuck in your head?
No, thank God.
Oh my God.
But like my whole like I hit my back and then the back of my head and I just had like three big like marks like on my back. Like it like just gashed into my back and I was just like, ooh, okay, Shaolin Warrior, not for me anymore.
Those are wild.
I am retired.
Yeah. I'm gonna lay down this thing now.
Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you, Sensei. Many learned, many lessons learned.
I think, Leah, I think she's right about the traumatic experiences because that's the only things that come to my mind.
Right?
And like a few happy memories. But I think the earliest memory was when I was about like six. Mm-hmm. And this was in Korea when I lived in Incheon. And I spent a lot of time at home because my parents were working. Mm-hmm. And my brother was like sent to the daycare. Mm-hmm. And after school, I came home and I was playing with my Barbie doll. And for some reason, I felt like… I recently watched Edward Scissorhands, so I think I was inspired. So I took a scissor and I literally started going ballistic on the Barbie hair. I was like… Like it wasn't even like pretty like… It wasn't even like comb like chop chop. It was literally like bum bum bum.
You were going Edward Scissorhands
on… Yeah. And in that process, I cut my finger, index finger with the scissor. And then it cut kind of deep so I could see the white part. But I thought that was my bone. So I started freaking out and I was home alone.
It's not your bone.
It's just like your skin.
Yeah, it's like the… inner layer of your skin.
Yeah, and I was freaking out and I was home alone so I didn't know what to do and I was like screaming. I was like, ah! But then thankfully there was a mart right in front of the house of the apartment so I went out and I was running around everywhere. I was like, my finger. And then this ajumma came up to me. This old lady was like, what's wrong? And I was like, dating her. And then she somehow knew my mom and then got her to come. And then, yeah, it was not a big deal. Just had to bandage it. But
imagine if you were on like a bus or like in the taxi or like just like riding a bike past and you just see little Ashley. Like,
the yeah, I swear. I thought I was going to die because I was so young. And I was like, my bone is showing. And they're like, relax. Yeah. It's not your bone. And that's, like, yeah. Oh.
Do you guys ever have like, it's not your memory, but someone told you about it. So you've heard the story yeah. so many times that you're not sure if it's mm-hmm. your memory or mm. if it's someone like a memory of
like,
you that
put
someone
that
told
memory
you.
In
yeah. like, you're like, oh, yeah. And then you kind of depict it.
Yeah. Mm. Or for me, when I see pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really.
But I'm never sure if like this is actually from my memory from mm-hmm. a long time ago or if I just, my imagination just like put together the pieces.
Yeah, same.
Dang, you guys got good imagination.
Because it was just like,
because I don't think I remember anything from before six. When I was six. Like, I don't remember
really?
Anything before that. Mm.
But a lot of people do.
Do you remember?
I remember.
Yeah.
Like, what do you remember?
I remember we had these, like, they were, like, Legos on steroids pretty much. Mm-hmm. They were, like, one block was, like, this big.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and then, like, sometimes they had, like, you could, like, put the wheels on the bottom of it and stuff, too.
Damn, you guys had wheels. We had
yeah,
wheels.
You because it had, like, two, it had, like, two holes on the bottom. And then the wheels came with, like, a little spike part. And you could, like, put it into the block. Like this big.
Oh, but, like Kinects type thing.
Yeah. And then I remember I was playing with those. I don't know how young I was, but I was like super young. And I remember because of the wheel, mm-hmm. I put my hand on it and it slid forward. And then I hit my face on the other block.
Ouch.
I remember I just had like crazy bloody nose.
Were you running around like Ashley like, ah!
No, I was collected.
You're cool. collected.
Oh my god. Blood. Just an everyday thing.
Yeah. I'm used to it.
It's like he's bleeding and his face is getting all pale.
Just blood. Oh, cool.
Dude, if my kid did that, I would be scared.
No, and then I remember at my grandma's house, on like the second floor, it was a townhouse. Uh-huh. But you go to the second floor and there was like a little like a balcony like over the… I don't know. It was like the stairs and then it's the stair handle, right? Mm. And then on the other side of the stair handle… There was like a little bit of… Like… Ground. I don't know what to call it.
Okay.
It was like… It looked like… A patio that was like indoors. Like it wasn't supposed to be there but… The architect just like… F***ed up and they were like… Neh. Ah, whatever.
Just
kept
ground.
It there.
Just
yeah.
a little bit of
it's
ground.
Just a little bit of ground,
ground.
Here,
it's just like, why is that there? So my grandma used to just put plants there.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
But my cousins and I used to go up there and then we used to jump down onto the sofa.
Oh, damn.
On the first floor. I remember that. And then I remember…
How old were you?
Like super young. I think I was like… It was like before elementary school. I
but
think.
I don't understand.
Or like elementary school.
Like
exactly
four.
Elementary or like… What? How old are you in elementary school?
Seven.
I don't
know.
Okay, maybe
six,
it's seven. Six,
I mean, five
six.
Is kindergarten, and then six is
first
grade.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it's after.
I remember grade, kindergarten.
Yeah. Or 6 years old then.
I don't remember kindergarten.
We had these little things called a big bro. Like we had a big bro. I don't know why I said little things. Like we were like we had
little
big bros,
called
right?
Big bro.
And I just remember, I was like that was like when I was. The start of my chunkiness. Like I was starting to get chunky.
Mm.
And he would do this thing like… He would like run and then like… I would try to catch him. But literally it'd be like in such a small area. Mm-hmm. And
right,
he would just juke me. He would keep juking me. I'd be like… Oh. Oh.
Oh.
And he's like… You can't catch me. You can't catch me. But he'd be like… Oh. I'd be so mad. I just remember that. Like, I just remember being so frustrated. Like, yeah, like he would be like right here. I'd be like, oh, and then he'd juke me. I'd be
so
mad. That's annoying though.
But like, that was like, ah, man. I just remember he was Mexican and pretty cool guy. Mm. Yeah, I just remember looking up to him. Mm. First grade, that's when I started remembering teachers.
Oh, me too.
Oh. Yeah.
Me too. Or actually, second grade for me.
Oh, wait, no. I remember my kindergarten teacher.
What's her name?
Miss,
his name.
I don't remember her name. I remember her face. She was Korean. That's why I remember her. But I remember going… I remember my first day of daycare or whatever. Kindergarten. It was at Montessori something.
What is that?
No idea.
That's context, that was like the name of the school. It was like Montessori.
Oh.
Well, we all remember our school name, right?
Yeah.
And then I remember I went. And literally as soon as I got in there, my mom was about to leave. I started bawling because I didn't want to be there.
You remember that?
Yeah. And then I remember having like nap time too.
That nap time was lit, bro.
I don't remember.
I didn't have nap time.
That's the first time I had celery with peanut butter and the raisins. What do you call it? Like ants on a log?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, snack time.
Waza.
Celery?
Yeah, celery, and then you put like peanut butter and then raisins. You get raisins, and it's called ants on a log.
Oh,
remember those little raisin boxes we got with the girl on it?
Yeah, they came up with they were trying to be creative to feed you guys celery. Yeah. Oh, that's
what it was. Yeah, pretty much that, and then like apple with peanut butter.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then I remember playing with like the little crystal thingies. You like put it in the sunlight, and it's like a rainbow.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I just had a random memory.
Yeah, what's up?
There's this kid named Richard Smith.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I remember his first and last name, and it's a very generic name, but I think I had a crush on him. I think it was my first crush ever.
What grade?
You're not making this up.
Second grade or third grade.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And second grade. It was like, I didn't even know what it was, but I just, like, I guess I thought he was cute or something. Mm-hmm. And my mom would pack me lunches, and my favorite thing to eat was spam and pop and pokkum kimchi as a kid.
Ooh, that damn, that's
good
that
right now.
So
good.
With cheese. So my mom would make little kimbaps with spam, stir fried kimchi, like a little Kraft cheese, like square. Like she would just like cut it from the slice, put it in, and I would just eat it like when I would go on field trips and stuff.
Wait, that sounds good. Right?
So one day, Smith comes next to me and he's like, "Oh, what are you eating?" But I was the only like Asian, like Korean kid. And I was like, oh, like it's kimbap. But you know when kimchi, like when it's in a container for a while, it has that distinct smell, which I love. But to a lot of people, it could be like, oh, but what's that smell? Like, so I remember I was eating it like, but it was so good, right? So I was like, I can't stop eating, but like, I don't want them to make fun of me.
Yeah.
what did Richard Smith say?
Wait, why did your eyes do that?
I was going back to that, you know, moment in time. But
what else was in this kimbap?
And then he goes, let me have one. So I was thoroughly surprised, I think, because I didn't expect that. And I was like, oh, does he like me too? So I gave him one and he was eating. I was like, dang, like this is good. I don't know how second graders talk, I don't remember, but like, wow, this is great or whatever.
This is delicious.
Jeez Louise, Leah Kim. This is so good. Golly.
Leah, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember he ate one. He was like, oh, it's good. And I think we went to an aquarium for a field trip or something.
Oh, y'all went to the aquarium.
Yeah. And like we're sitting next to each other and all of a sudden, like this an hour later after he eats it, We're sitting like where that huge tank is with the like sharks and then he goes and throws up in the aquarium and I was
in the tank?
No,
just on the floor.
Yeah, like if the aquarium's behind us, like there was like a little ledge, I think, and we were sitting on it. And like I'm just like sitting next to Richard Smith, like, woohoo, life's great. You know, he ate my kimbap and then like just like heaves. On the aquarium floor.
Why?
Was it projectile
vomiting? I
guess
because he never had kimchi before. I don't know what it was. Something in his stomach was like, I don't know what this is, but it's not going to be digested. And then he threw up everywhere. I remember being so embarrassed.
Well,
because I thought it was my fault.
Maybe he was lactose. It was the cheese.
Oh, maybe. I hope that's what it was. But in my head, at that age too, I was still so self-conscious about…
Yeah.
About like Korean… Like kimchi and like… To this kid that wasn't Korean and not wanting to stand out. And then like he just heaving it and me thinking, oh my gosh, it's the kimchi. And I think I just like… I think it like totally like messed up my mental.
It traumatized
you. Yeah, so I was like…
Until this day,
ham and cheese sandwiches for field trips is my motto.
Mom, no more kimchi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so did he say anything to you after that? Or are you guys stopping friends?
Honestly, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I remember the feeling of being really embarrassed. And I don't think I like ever really could talk to him again.
Mm.
Like in that way. It was just like, oh, hey, Richard.
Or maybe even when he was eating it, he was kind of like… but he was being nice and he was
if he was a second grader and considered my feelings, that's really nice.
Actually, that's not possible.
Maybe he liked you.
Yeah, maybe.
Fact.
Dude, I don't
know. No, but at that age, when you like someone, you bother them. And you
man. Kids used to be like, moly moly ravioli, Leah. You know?
Did you bother your crushes?
Oh, damn.
I always bothered my crushes. I always hit them and ran away.
But I mean, like, physical. Oh, and then you ran away. Like,
like that. Yeah, I'd be like, you suck. You're stupid. You know?
Yeah.
Yo, real. Okay. Another fun question. Uh-huh. When did you guys first start liking boys? When did you guys start? When did you guys start? Like,
I don't know. I don't like them yet, so it hasn't come yet. I don't know.
Still waiting.
I'm still waiting for the right one.
I don't know.
Or girls. Think about like when.
I think seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Damn, you late.
No. I guess I don't. Well, I don't remember.
Oh, wait, that's not.
But this
late.
Is more than a crush, right? It's not just. It's like actually liking someone.
Feelings, yeah, like growing feelings for a girl. I mean, for you, it could have been second grade with Richard Smith.
It was not. Yeah. It was fleeting crush.
But the kimchi ruined it.
I think it was seventh grade for me. Yeah. No, but when I was in Korea, because I moved to the States when I was in third grade. Uh-huh. And I think in third grade in Korea, there was someone in the class that I liked. Because I vaguely remember his face. And I remember like us doing science project together. Mm. And I think I did have a crush on him because I bothered him a lot. But yeah, the clearer memory I have is from junior high school. So
junior high.
Yeah.
Dang,
that is pretty late.
I think it was that period from like… fifth grade and then going into middle school. Like that somewhere between that period, I think is when I was like, oh, I'm going to middle school. Like I'm so cool. Like, I hope the eighth graders think I'm cool. Like, you know, that whole like phase you go through.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's when I started. That's also when I started thinking about what other people thought about me. I think that's when that thought also started. Because in elementary school, I didn't really care. And then middle school is also when phones started being a thing.
Mm.
And like cell phones and… you know, you were cool if you had the Motorola Razr.
Oh,
I got the green one. I thought it was
the hot pink
shit.
One.
Yeah, I didn't. Have
yeah,
the
so
Razr.
I think that's when all those feelings started.
Oh. Mm.
What?
I had the silver one. It was my mom's. Oh. The Razr. I played like Snake on it.
Yeah.
Dang. I remember I got it later though. I got like the slide version later. It was called like the Razr or something like that.
Razr? I cannot remember this.
Yeah. They came out with like a slide version of it.
Oh, of Razr?
No, yeah.
Dang. Yeah, I didn't know
But
about
it wasn't that thin.
You guys remember Sidekick?
Yeah, ooh. Sidekick.
I always wanted a BlackBerry too.
BlackBerry.
But my mom never got me a BlackBerry.
No. Wasn't it kind of like Sidekick versus BlackBerry?
Yeah, yeah. That was the big fight back then.
I didn't have either of those.
I didn't have either.
I didn't have either too. But I definitely wanted the Sidekick. Mm. Just because of aim.
Ah, yeah. You could text like all your people.
And it had the whole keyboard too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have fat-ass fingers. I don't think I would have been able to type.
Really?
They were some small-ass buttons though.
Yeah,
I feel you
like,
on that.
So tiny.
Yeah.
You want to hit the A. You got like ASDF. Yeah. Backspace.
So what are we talking about today, guys?
We're talking about childhood memories.
Childhood memories.
Yo. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Montessori was actually preschool. Yeah, Montessori was preschool because I went to Schaumburg Christian School for kindergarten.
Wow.
I just remember that. Yeah.
How was Christian school? What's that like?
I actually don't remember kindergarten that well. But I remember like the stupidest things. I remember I had another Korean friend in Schaumburg Christian School and we used to like race. We weren't allowed to run, I remember.
What?
So then in the hallways,
we weren't allowed to run.
Why did teachers make such a big deal out of that? Like, you know?
I don't know. But it's also kindergarten. Like, where do you have to go so
fast? That's
true. I guess. I remember like him and me would like speed walk race down the hallway. But
the hour walk?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
But we're also in kindergarten, so it's like how big can a strides be?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Scholastic book catalogs?
Oh,
yes.
And do you guys there was this one order I was so proud of. You know, like, do you remember Captain America?
Oh, yes. Captain Underpants.
I got all of those.
Love. And then there was this one where, like, you could eat the paper.
What?
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
Are you sure that wasn't just you?
No.
No.
I was like, whoa, this is the coolest book. You can eat the paper. It didn't taste that good, but it was, like, flavorful and you could, like, eat it.
Why would you want to eat the book,
Captain
though?
Underpants?
Don't you have to read?
No, it's like, two different things.
I was like, I don't remember this Captain Underpants.
There were pages in the book that were edible.
Yeah. So they're like, try this. I'm like, ooh.
I remember kids used to mess with me or not mess with me, just me, but each other saying, hey, this page is edible too, but like it wouldn't be the edible page. I'd be like chewing on like,
this is paper flavor.
Like in my head, I'm like, is it supposed to dissolve at some point? Like
you're just like
So good, bro. So good.
You know, yeah. I brought the Captain Underpants collection back to Korea though.
Oh, I have it
at my house.
No way.
Why? Because you wanted to read it?
Yeah, I was just like, I can't throw this away.
Aww. But dude, that might be worth a lot of money later.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If they discontinued
They made a movie about it too.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
What about the scary
Edgar Allan Poe.
Goosebumps.
Where did Edgar Allan Poe come from?
He's a poet.
Yeah, that's a little bit later.
Isn't he a thriller writer too?
There's a lot of stuff like that though. You know, like when you're a kid… You don't know what it resembles or anything. You get older and you're like, you know what? That's kind of like
sketchy
looking.
Yeah, that's very sketchy. Yeah.
Like, or, you know, even I heard… I mean, I wanted to do this, but I was totally obsessed with Disney as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think the amount that you were obsessed with Sailor Moon…
Yeah.
My obsession was Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I see all these memes coming up and stuff about if you rewatch Disney… Mm-hmm. There's so many things you catch on to that there was no way you knew the context of it as a kid.
But
if you think about it, it's adults making these little kid… Yeah. You know… Movies and stuff. Yeah. And
even Nickelodeon too. And like Sailor Moon. There's a bunch of dirty jokes.
Dude, Courage the Cowardly Dog used to scare the living…
Oh, yeah.
I was addicted to it though.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. I liked the show only when my grandma was there. Otherwise, I couldn't watch
it. But it always came on late at night. Yeah. Like the reruns.
Muriel. You know, I said, the things I do for love. Hey, my favorite one was Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I
would look for them in the stores.
I couldn't eat it.
I'd be mad though. I'd be mad because you know how in Ed, Edd n Eddy it's like this big?
Yeah, they're like this big.
So that was the first time I saw or found out about a Jawbreaker. So I was like, dang, Jawbreakers are huge. Mm. I went to the local store and I was like looking for Jawbreakers and they're like this big. I'm like…
Yeah.
But
they still take forever to eat.
Yeah.
This big one. It was like this big.
Dang. See, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. And you like lick it and lick it and like…
That's kind of nasty.
But that's the thing. Like, I didn't think of it as a kid, but I would just like leave it places, like, because it takes forever to eat. Yeah. I would like wrap it in the paper towel, like one paper towel, just wrap it, and we'll just like leave it places. My mom would always,
Like 1 week later, you're like,
I used to collect caterpillars too.
Oh, what?
My dumbass, I collected caterpillars, put them in the slushy cups
from 7-Eleven.
I would put it in their theme. They can't climb this high. Like, I don't know, stupid, right?
Oh, they're on the loose in your house.
And I would put a CD on top. Stupid. There's a hole. Stupid. I come home one day. Oh, all the caterpillars are gone. Don't tell my mom. Like months later, she's like cleaning. What the?
Why is there a cocoon under the couch?
I'm dead caterpillars.
Or is this one day all of a sudden there's a fucking butterfly in your living room?
Like, what the fuck? That would be so beautiful. Imagine like just butterflies.
Yeah, you're like eating breakfast all of a sudden. It's like,
I think one way to like remember our past or like childhood experiences is like remembering best friends at the time.
Mm.
You guys remember all your best friends?
I remember my first
mm-hmm. real best friend.
I remember a few.
Mm-hmm.
I remember all their names.
Me too.
You know what's crazy? Okay, so my first best friend, his name was… I think he was my best friend. I hope like he thought the same.
He's like, I don't recall.
Well, you know,
was he on your MySpace top five?
Well, I mean, it was before MySpace.
Oh.
So you know how you play handball when you were younger? You guys play handball?
Mm-hmm. What's handball?
I used to kill it in handball. Handball is like when you would bounce like the rubber balls.
Oh, against the wall, right?
Against the wall. It's like racquetball, but like you use your hand.
Right.
Yeah, I'll play with Daniel. But what's crazy about all like my best friends? So Daniel, his older brother's a rapper named Mike. Mm. Super talented rapper in LA. Mm. He ended up doing music. Man, I haven't talked to Daniel in forever though.
Daniel did music too?
No, Daniel, I don't think he did music, but his older brother happens to be a rapper that I was a fan of.
Mm.
And then my best friend in sixth grade, his name's Joe, right? His older brother is his name's Youngin. His name's David. He's a Grammy winning mix engineer.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
And then from there, who was my best friends after that? Yeah, my boy Chan, Sean Luke. Yeah, shout out them.
Guys, let's like 1, 2, 3 and just list all of our best friends' names at the same time.
Hmm.
No? Okay.
I was like… I was getting the list ready in my head. I was like, ready, hold on.
I think I especially remember my fourth grade best friend because that's when I just moved to New York and I was having trouble adjusting, but she really helped me out a lot. And her name was Monica Duarte. She was from Colombia.
That's a sick name.
And she would introduce me to all the Spanish artists and I would introduce her to K-pop. And back then, Yoo Sung-jun was really popular. So I would give her like Yoo Sung-jun cassette tapes and she would memorize and she'd be like, check it. Bad. And she would sing along. And then she would give me Shakira CDs and we'd be like, forever. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like Rush Hour. Kind of.
Rush Hour. Oh, yeah. Like Chris Tucker.
Yeah. Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan.
That's fun. Do you guys remember your childhood telephone numbers?
Yeah. Oh,
hell no.
I do. 718. It was so easy.
Alright, someone's gonna call that number now.
It doesn't exist anymore. Oh, really? Someone else has it.
Yeah, oops, yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
I remember my first phone, Korean phone number. But that's what, because I moved to Korea when I was in middle school.
Dang, that early?
But I went to an American school, so
okay.
I felt like really secluded from. I went, yeah, like on a military base, so I felt super secluded. Whoa. From.
What is that like?
I mean, I think everyone assumes when I say military base that they think I went to like a military
school,
but it was just. A public American public school for kids that their parents work in the military. So I just went to like a super American public school type of feel. Yeah. So, you know, the international schools, like we have a lot in Korea too. Because we would go to, for example, like an international school. And typically a lot of international schools, the people, they have a lot of money. Nothing wrong with that. Like that's dope, you know. But we would go and play like basketball games. And like they're doing like, because I was a basketball manager. And like we would like scorekeep on paper. Like that's what we would do. And
yeah,
those kids have like IMAX over there like on the bleachers. I'm like, damn, son. you know, and they would make fun of us all the time. But
so you guys got like American school lunches?
Yeah, everything about it was American. It was just located in Seoul. But even that, like we never left the base. Like when I was a kid, I never really left. So I didn't really experience. So when people are always like, oh, you lived in Korea for so long. But I never really experienced Seoul until I think I was like in high school. That's when we go to like Hongdae and be like…
Oh man, I feel like we could go like five episodes about…
Episodes
about our childhood, man. There's like so many things that are just like popping up that are new right now.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like this is a good time to go into some mail time.
We
have some people having questions related to our topic on Reddit. So let's see if we can offer any insight. There is this boy I've known since grade school and have been friends with for pretty much my whole life. However, it wasn't until several years ago that we actually started getting close. And then it wasn't just until a couple months ago that I suddenly realized I have feelings for him. Ooh la la.
Dun dun dun.
He's currently single since he broke up with his girlfriend of like 6 months or so, 4 months ago. So I've got a couple dilemmas here. One, should I try to romantically pursue this childhood friend? Two, should I ask him out now or a little later? Or should I just ask him to casually hang out in order to gauge his interest in me?
This is major wanderers.
This is tough, man.
Read the signs though. Like,
you know, sometimes…
Start little by little.
I think you should hang out. What?
Wow, that's amazing advice, Ashley. All right, next question.
I choose the third one.
Yeah, I think the third one is…
Casually hang out and then try to see… You know, if you guys are vibing.
How would someone know if they're just vibing with you because you're friends or…
Since they've been in grade school.
Yeah, because they could be really close, right? Yeah. So, it's like how do you differentiate between this person's acting like this because they're chill with me…
Or like a romantic…
Or vibe. They're… Yeah.
I mean…
Isn't it different?
Whoever grows feelings is obviously going to be the one who starts, you know… I mean, showing it, but
yeah. But if they've known each other since grade school, though, I think it's like…
Like, how much more do you need to hang out?
Yeah.
I know you through and through.
They didn't start hanging out until…
Several years ago. Yeah. That's when they started getting close.
But they've been friends pretty much their whole life. No, they just haven't started getting close until several years ago.
Maybe they were, acquainted since grade school. But they started, like, kicking in, like, really getting close since several years ago. And now…
But I also think debating
are really thinking, because like relationships are all cool and fun when you're like in it and like you start liking that person. It just seems great that, you know, if this turns romantic, then everything's, you know, butterflies and rainbows and ha ha ha. But a lot of times things don't end up the way that you expected it to. And a lot of times I think because we have expectations about what someone's going to be like. Because I think people are so different once you get in a relationship with them. Not saying that they were being fake the whole time, but you get to know them on a very vulnerable and personal level. So I think sometimes the person that you imagine someone to be ends up being a little bit different than what you expect. And that's not a bad thing. And so I think if you're going to… If you really like this person as a friend and you want them in your life… for a long time, I think you, if this is something serious, I think, I don't know how old this person is, but I think you need to ask yourself, is it worth
destroying the friendship?
Like, would you rather like date him and see where it goes and have the possibility of not being able to be friends anymore? Or would you not want to risk that? I mean, that's like thinking really deeply, but that just comes from, I don't know. My own.
So would you do that? Would you just stay friends?
I think it depends. But like the so it's so crazy because like me a couple years ago and me now, I think my how I think about relationships is completely different. And the questions I would ask myself before I get in a relationship are super different too. So I think you… I mean you have to do it to grow. Like you have to experience. So I mean if you think… like another part of me is also like total like romantic. Like go for it, dude. But you know, there's always like… I don't know. Do what you're… I always listen to my gut feeling anyway. So just go with your gut, dude.
I say just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm number three too. Like… Let it build up. Give him hints. And see how he reacts. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
If he's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, don't do that. That's weird as hell. Like, then that's kind of like… That's where you are.
Like what?
Like, you know, maybe give… Like, she giving him, like, the googly eyes. Like…
No, I got something on my face.
Why are you looking at me like that? Stop.
Yeah, I guess that could work too. I guess.
Yeah. I feel like it's always the best when it's, you know…
For sure.
Not only for sure, but when it's, like, at a good pace.
You don't want to, really like…
Right.
He looked at me. Let me, like, confess my love. Like, you don't want to do that, but… I think there's a timing.
He ate my kimbap. All right, we're in love.
don't be second grade Leah, okay?
We have user anonymous that says, I had a very sheltered childhood and I don't know how the world really works. Can I get some advice, please? I was raised by a single mom and had extremely sheltered childhood because it was just us two and she didn't want to lose me, so became very overprotective. I was never allowed out after school, couldn't invite friends over or go to their houses, was never given money because we were poor, told not to talk to strangers, even kids, never even spoke to a girl for more than 5 minutes. 5 minutes, that sucks, dude. I love my mother, but now I'm about to start college and move out. I feel as if I'm grossly unprepared for life and risk drifting into depression unless something changes. I have no social or practical skills and I just don't know how the real world works. That's heavy, bro.
I mean, I don't 100% relate. So I can't say that I know exactly what that feels like. But I don't… Yeah, it's never too late to start. And even if you feel like you're lacking, everyone feels like they're lacking in something.
Of course.
So that those emotions you go through, even though people don't show it, like even the… whoever you think is the coolest, like most outgoing, like has all the social skills that you want person is also going through their own like, why did I grow up this way? Like, why am I, you know? So I think everyone has something. So I don't think you need to… I know that happened and that's a part of your life story, but I don't think you need to like dwell on that and be like, man, mom couldn't let me, you know, do this and that's why I'm like this. Like, it happened, but we can just like move on. And like I was telling… I talked to Ashley about this a lot, but I think like even in like work too, like I recently, you know, last year, like started working at a random, like a company. Like I've never done that before. I felt mad lacking. I was like, dang, like I freaking dropped out of college. Like these kids are like over here with a master's degree. Like I was just like, you know, thinking I could like model for the rest of my life. And like here I am trying to learn new stuff. And I felt super, super, super lacking. And I felt like I couldn't even fit into the conversation because they're like, oh yeah, like, you know, like maybe we should shoot this like in like 340. And like, I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
What the f*** does that mean?
Yeah, right? But but I think once you dedicate yourself to like wanting to be a certain type of person and you you just dedicate yourself to be better or whatever you think is better, then yeah, you'll catch on eventually and no one's gonna like judge you for that.
For sure.
I don't know if that answers the question, but…
But I also feel like a lot of social and practical skills you pick up after you kind of move out of your house and you have to experience life like…
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're about to start college.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of social like cues and stuff you pick up in high school too and like middle school too. But…
Yeah.
I think most of it, like real life, like stuff that happens when you move out and then you kind of start adulting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll always meet people that are like you and you guys will mesh.
Yeah.
I was recently watching this YouTube. I don't remember who it was, but she was talking about she always got shit for being quiet.
Mm.
Like she was just a quiet person. But to adults, it seemed like… You're so quiet. Like answer the question. Like say something. Okay. Be more outgoing. As if it was bad to be quiet.
Right.
But as she grew older, she realized, oh, I'm just a quiet person. And I enjoy being quiet. And there's also many people like me. And there's nothing wrong. It's just me. I'm a quiet person. And so, you know, just because maybe a mass group of people you think is like this and you have to be like that. I don't think that's what it is. I think especially if you're going to college… You'll also become a different person after college too. Like
I did
I'm not
that.
The same person I am like I was 10 years ago or whatever. So you're going to constantly evolve and you'll meet people who you feel comfortable with and you'll learn off of them and yeah.
I feel like social and practical skills, that's okay not to have. Just be nice.
Yeah. You know you can learn how to do your laundry on YouTube like if that's a practical skill. Like,
Yeah.
I'd rather have a friend with no social skills or practical skills be nice than a dick with social skills and practical skills.
Yeah.
So if you're nice, people with social skills and practical skills will like… You know, you'll mesh with them and they'll teach you anyways.
The outgoing people will be like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is how you do life.
No, but I mean it's like no one really learns… I don't know. Did you guys know how to do the laundry when you were in like high school?
Hell no.
My parents.
Well, I just went to the laundromat with my parents and watched them do it.
Mm. Yeah, see, I didn't know how to do that stuff. I like learned after I moved out. I was like, oh shit, wait, I have to actually do this by myself. Like,
I mean, I'm more like the whole drifting into depression thing that this person said.
Mm.
Like, bro, like that's normal too.
Yeah.
It's life. Like, I go through like crazy depressive. Like modes, but like I take like I used to be like, dang, like why am I so depressed and like Tumblr vibes, man? Like, but
Tumblr vibes,
like, you know, like you go scroll through Tumblr, like oh my god, that's what I feel like. But but I recently, I think in the past 2 years, learned how to embrace those feelings and like I'm okay with feeling depressed and I'm okay with going through that. So, you just need to find an outlet, you know. For some people, that's hanging out with friends. For me, it's the complete opposite. I have to be by myself and I write. And that's my way of…
Yeah.
So yeah, I think if you find an outlet.
No, being depressed is, I feel like, totally normal. But it's just the social… Like the… What do you call it? Like the public view on it is so looked down upon that people kind of… It's like a little taboo, I want to say.
Mm.
But it's a part of life. It's normal. You just gotta… Like you found out how to… cope with it by yourself. You just got to find a way to cope with it.
Yeah.
And that takes time too.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Just take your time.
You're not alone. And it's okay.
You are not alone.
Billy.
I am here with you.
With you. Yes, I am.
I love lyrics. Lyrics.
All right, guys. Hopefully that was some good advice for you guys. If anyone's going through anything similar, we talked a lot on childhood memories. I feel like we could do another episode on this. Honestly, there was honestly some teachers I wanted to like talk. I had some stuff to talk about.
Do you remember?
Yeah. So you remember Mr. Bassett when you threw my brand new rolling backpack out the door?
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
We'll get into that later.
All right, part two coming sometime in the future.
Yes, to be continued. Leah, do you have anything or upcoming projects?
Nah, bro.
Nah, nothing. She chilling.
Right. I'm chilling.
She enjoying life.
Go follow her on Instagram
at
Leah Kim T.
There we go. At Leah Kim T. I'll post more often. I'm sorry, I'm really inactive.
Spell it letter by letter just
L-E-A-H. Shimt.
Yep. All right, she's a model. Are you an actress too?
She's an actress. Yeah. And she also produces music videos.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys trying to, you know, use her for your stuff. You know what I mean? Chanel, Louis Vuitton, you know what I mean? Like,
Gucci.
Gucci. Hey.
Hit
her up.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
I heard seltzer.
I was just like, whatever.
All right, guys. If you wish to stay updated on the show, IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on YouTube.com/DivePods. Once again, thank you. And subscribe to and review this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again, Leah, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh. So.